Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Tes. We left off Pei Ches Amabez, five lines up from the bottom of the page. We had left off, we were discussing if you have five different groups, Shechter, Karm, Pesach, they flayed the animals. And then when they were looking at the hides afterwards, they found a mum, a yabelas, in one of the hides, which means one of these five groups were not Yetzir Karm Pesach. So the Gemara over there discussed, the Gemara yesterday's daf, we discussed that all five groups are considered that they were Yetzah, the Karbin, they don't have to, well, let me say a little better. None of the groups have to bring a Pesach Sheni. None of the groups have to bring a Pesach Sheni. And Abaya, the reason why it came up is because Abaya qualified and said that it depends. Only if they recognize the Abelas after Zrika was performed and all the Kabbalas, then we say the four other ones were Yetzah because at the time the Zrika was done, they were fit to eat. But if the Abelas, the wound was already noticed before the Zrika, that means the Pesach Zrika, none of the Kabbalas were going to be fit to eat, then no one's Yetzah the Karm Pesach. That was the halacha from Abayas today. That's really a brace with Abayas qualification that we're talking about Pesach Zrika. As far as we know, the Kabbalas were kosher, only the psul was recognized, the issue was recognized later. But the brace did say that none of them being Pesach Sheni, none of them can eat the carbon Pesach Rishon because there's a balmum mixed in here. But Lamaista, they all yates the carbon, and none of them being Pesach Sheni. The obvious question is that obviously the one whose carbon was a balmum was not yates to the carbon. So why are we going to allow them to go with no one being Pesach Sheni? They're going to go without being yatesa. Why can't we come up with an yates? Then we're going to spend the first half of the daf, the first whole amud aleph till the Mishnah, is going to focus from here, from the bottom of unbased, is going to focus on what potential aids there is to bring a carbon Pesach Sheni and satisfy the group, the one group out of five, the 20% that were not yet to carbon Pesach. Afterwards, just to give a roadmap of the daf, the daf has three Mishnayos, three short Mishnayos that deal more with who could join into a group or who cannot, till one could join into a group. Until not, and what if one of the members of the group is eating a disproportionate amount? What recourse, if any, are there for the bnei chabura? Okay, so Amamar, five lines of the page, Pechas and Beis, Amamar. Upetur Malas Pesach Sheni, we said that all five groups chaburas are put for making Pesach Sheni. Fact Gemara, why is that? One of these five groups had a karm Pesach that was a balmum. If it was a balmum, they weren't yet to Pesach. So why are we just leaving them hanging? Answers Gemara, Mishud Leavsha, because there's no possibility. There's no eitzah to help them fulfill the karm Pesach. Why? Hey Chilavet, what should we do? Now there must go through different options of what we think you could do, and the Mara is going to deflect each options. If I remember correctly, it's as many as six different variants of the possibilities. What could be done? And the Mara deflects all six. Hechla, what should we do? Simply that each one of the groups should bring another Pesach, the Pesach Sheni. That's for sure no good because four of them were Yetzah Pesach, which means they're essentially bringing Chul Mazara. Kamaisi Chul Mazara. They're bringing Chul Mazara because they already Yetzah Pesach. There's no need for this second Karm Pesach, and therefore the Mara spells out for us. The Barbinayo, Avdilu, because four of them already were Yetzah. Lesukulachad Pesach, let them all bring one Pesach together. That sounds like an Eitzah, because one is for sure Chayiv Pesach. Let them group together and all bring one Pesach in joint. The problem with that is, Nimtza Pesach Nechashel Menuyev. It comes out that the ones that were already Yetzah, they're not really registered on this Pesach. The same way people that were Yetzah cannot bring a Pesach, the ones that were Yetzah can't join into a group. They already were Yetzah Karm Pesach, they can't join into a group. So it comes out that really 4/5 of the members of this group are not really registered, and they're going to be eating. You're going to be shechting Karm Pesach, and you're going to be feeding it to people that are not registered to eat, that are not really proper to eat this Karm Pesach, and that solves the problem. Says the Gemara, "Hi, Mai. What's your? So that's the Gemara's first deflection of why there's no eats to bring on Pesach Sheni, first and second deflection. Says the Gemara, still we have more options. Hi, Mai. Why are you saying there's a problem? Let them bring a Pesach and make it tonight. We know a Pesach is very similar to a Shlomim. Let them bring a Pesach. Let them make it tonight. Even if Meiser Pesach becomes a Shlomim. Let them make it tonight. If mine was Balmum, the one I'm bringing now would be my Karm Pesach. If the one I originally brought was a Karm Pesach, so the one I'm bringing now does not need to be a Pesach. You know what it should be? Let the one I'm bringing now be a Shlomim. It's the same animal. So let it be a Shlomim. So he makes it tonight. Either it's a Pesach or it's a Shlomim. And all five groups will bring a carbon, make it tonight. One of them will actually be a Pesach. The other four will be a Shlomim, and everything's good. Says Gemara Leevshir, it's not possible. Top of Peites Maralev, Mishum de Ikka Chazav Eshayik, de Kahanim Huda Achilei. Because by a Shlomim, the Chazav Eshayik goes to Kahanim. By a Karm Pesach, it doesn't go to the Kahanim. So the problem is that the Chazav Eshayik, which has to be given to Kain, is not going to, you're not going to be able to give it to the Kohen from all five Kabbalas, really, because one of these karbanos is a Pesach, and if it's a Pesach, you can't give it to the kohen because he's not part of the group. So the problem is going to be, how are you going to reconcile? You're very nice tonight that it's either a Pesach or a Shlomim, but you can't carry out the both possibilities because you need to give Chaz v'Sheik if it's a Shlomim, and you can't give Chaz v'Sheik if it's a Pesach, and the kohen is not part of this group. Says the Gemara, no, not a problem still. Let each group have a kohen be part of their group. The kohen can certainly eat the chaz v'sheik mimman of shach, either as the kohen eating the chaz v'sheik of the shlamim, or eating the chaz v'sheik as his portion of the karban pesach, and therefore he's still a good eitza. Says the Gemara, no, still not. Hi kohen, what's the scenario of this kohen? What's his status? We're joining in this kohen to join into our karban pesach slash shlamim mimman of shach in order to be able to accommodate that if it's a shlamim, the kohen's eating the chaz v'sheik. If it's a pesach, the kohen's portion will be the chaz v'sheik of the pesach, and everything's good. But did this kohen himself, was he yetzer karban pesach yet? If he was yetzer karban pesach, then he can't eat vayter, he can't be part of the karban pesach. And I'm speaking just outside the mirror, next question. And if he's not yetzer karban pesach, then it's a problem because on the tzad he's only eating shlamim now, he's not fulfilling the karban pesach. He himself has an obligation. He wants to fill bevadai. He doesn't want to go and have a 20% chance. If you got, remember, there's only one of the five groups is Chayev Karban Pesach still, so the kohen, any kohen joining any particular group is only going to have a 1 in 5 chance that he is actually being Yetzer Karban Pesach now. It's not good for, that's not Yetzer for him either. Says the Gemara inside, Hi kohen echidam, what's the status of this kohen? Idavit Pesach, if he already made his own Karban Pesach, then Domai Pesachu. Maybe the group that he's joining into is also bringing a Karban Pesach. Again, you have a case of Karban Pesach being eaten for those that are registered. He's not part of this Pesach. He's not Chayev Pesach. He can't really be part of this group of Chlal. If he'd have a Pesach and he hasn't made a Pesach yet, Domai Shlamu, then you have to be concerned the 4/5 chance that this is a shlamim because four out of the five groups were yetzer pesach. If you have a pesach and it comes out this kohen who joined the shlamim group was never yetzer pesach at all. So you're trying to help you're helping the groups, but you're not helping this kohen. The kohen himself is going to be messed up. Says the Gemara still. V'nesi kol chamisha chad kohen. So it's, I think my estimate was off. We're already holding option number 6. At least 5, maybe more than 6 options. V'nesi kol chamisha chad kohen. Let each group, let all 5 owners, we'll call all 5 groups, bring one kohen to loy avad pesach. Let them all find a kohen who wasn't able to make pesach rishon, tamei derech chayka, whatever it may be. V'nimni alai hani chamisha pesachim, and let them be registered for these 5 karban pesachs. To man of shach ik chad to loy avad pesach. There's one for sure that didn't bring a Pesach for Kanafkele. So let's bring, let all 5 bring one Kayan in total, not each one bring their own Kayan. Let all 5 groups have one Kayan join in. Now let's think. Have the Kayan who's joining in be a Kayan who didn't bring a Karban Pesach. He's allowed to join all 5 because of the 5 we know, only one's going to be a Karban Pesach. The other 4 are Shlamims. It's just, they're not sure, but they're bringing it as if it may be Pesach, but it's really Shlamim. So he can easily join in. He can eat all 5 Chaz v'Sheiks. 4 of them will be eating Al Shlamim. That's his portion anyway. And one of them will be eating Al Pesach. He's Yetzis Karban Pesach. Now he's taken care of. And they're taken care of. The manushach ikachad lav pesach. This for sure. One group didn't do a karbesach for kanafkibay, and the kohen will be able to fulfill his chiyuv with that group. The chayyur works out great. Mara says you're right. From the mathematics of who's chayyuv what shlamim pesach bring a kohen in chaz v'shayik. The answer is really okay. But there's a separate new issue. The new issue is that the time frame for eating a shlamim and the time frame for eating a pesach is very different. A karbesach is only eaten till a night. Till chatzais maybe, or till the morning, machlekes, but that's it. The shlamim could be eaten for the entire next day. Forget about till the morning, even the entire next day could be eaten. And therefore, by not being sure, by being karbanas, and being not sure which is Pesach, which is shlamim, you're causing karbanas to be eaten in a shorter duration, a shorter time frame, and it's being maybe kachem beis apsul, it's bringing kachem faster to go to beis apsul to neser, and that's a problem. Says Gemara, the issue is with this eitzah, the problem is because the owners, 4 out of 5, are shlamims, and they're going to have to restrict their eating to this shear, the amount of a Pesach, and the ilu Pesach liyayim, the laila, Pesach can be eaten only one day a night. Now the truth is we don't even need Karban Pesach by day, which we'll get back to that soon. Karban Pesach is not even eaten day. Erev Pesach, you don't Karban Pesach. It just means it could be eaten till the end of today and tonight, whereas Shlamim gets the following day. Shlamim gets the following day. So that's the problem with all eitzes. We can come up with the scenario of who's the mechuyev and which people to bring to the table. The problem is really the basic premise. We thought you could be a Karban and say either it's a Pesach or it's a Shlamim. It's a problem because on the Tzadis of Shlamim, you're being machmer on it that you have to treat it like a Pesach and burn whatever's left over after by the end of the first night, and that's a chumr that's not relevant for Shlamim, and he causing Shlamim to go early to base up soul. Okay. That is the Gemara's deflection so far. Vinay's, the Mar is going to ask another question before we get there. The Mar, one of the Mar's question was, bring the Mar's most recent question was, let all Kehana bring one Kayan with them. Let him bring one Kayan, and he'll eat all five Chaz v'Sheikhs, and four of them will be Shlamim Chaz v'Sheikh, one of them will be Karm Pesach Chaz v'Sheikh. He's a Kayan who needs Karm Pesach, and everything's great until we get to the issue of the time lapse of how long you'll eat it. The Mar seemed to have a good etza. The Achreinim are bothered that we have a klal. We spoke it on the mission. We quoted the mission not so long ago. Ein maftir in achar Pesach. We have a klal. The last thing he's supposed to eat is the Karban Pesach. If the last thing one's supposed to eat is the Karban Pesach, this Kayan has a 4/5 chance that he's eating Chaz v'Sheikh after the Karban Pesach. He has 5 Chaz v'Sheikhs here. One of them is from a Karban Pesach. The other 4 are for Shlamim. And he's eating all 5. We don't know which is which, because we don't know which group was ate, which group wasn't. He takin eats Karban Pesach, which is all great. So he's going to eat 4 Chaz v'Sheikhs of Shlamim and 1 of Pesach. There's an 80% chance that he's eating other meat after the Karban Pesach, and he's being over on the Alacha, on the Isra of Emaftirin, Achara Pesach, as they affect the Achreinim. So now, there's really, the question really has to be qualified. There's Taisus on the Sefer Archadash brings up the question beautifully. There's Taisus on Daf Kufchaf in Psachim. Taisus says, why? Why Taka Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach? Taisus brings 2 sfars. One's a sfar that we've had earlier, Lagabi other dinim as well, Lagabi the Chagigas Yudalit, what the point of Chagigas Yudalit was, but it's a similar sfar. Taisus says, because again, there's an Allah of Etzim Yisishu, but you're not allowed to break a bone of the Karm Pesach. If people come to the Karm Pesach hungry, if they come in hungry to Karm Pesach, they may end up breaking a bone of the Karm Pesach because they're so hungry to try to get as much food, as much nourishment for the Karm as possible, and they'll be able to break a bone. And therefore we say a person can't eat after Karm Pesach, which is going to cause him to make sure he's full to eat enough before he gets Karm Pesach. Make sure the Karm Pesach is like a dessert. He's already pretty full. And that's why MFT, and so really it's a rabbinic svara to avoid coming to break a bone. So according to that, our kasha doesn't start. Over here, we have a situation where you have a bunch of you have a group that wasn't yetzah Karban Pesach, and you want to make sure the whole group's yetzah, so you can allow the carbon to be over that issa derabbanim, we'll call it, of being concerned you make up to break the bone, and you can go out of order. That's the whole reason of maftir nachar Pesach, according to that first Teretz Tosfos, first Pshat Tosfos, and therefore we'll allow him to go out of order. We'll allow him to eat the potentially a Karban Pesach first, and then the Shlamim's afterwards. We don't know which is which, obviously, but we'll allow him to eat it, knowing that there's likelihood he's eating Shlamim after Karban Pesach because the Eilam, a whole group being Yetz Karm Pesach, is more chummer than this Gzeirah Darabun of me come to break a bone. Okay, so according to Tais first pshat, no issue. But according to Tais second pshat, which is that the tam of Karm Pesach is supposed to remain in the person's mouth, that sounds like an Iker Din, a Din, more of a derisive Din, that the person's supposed to remain in his mouth for the time of Karm Pesach. So you're back to the question, the Kain himself is going to be Iver by eating 5 Karbanas, by eating the Chaz v'Sheikh, he's almost certainly going to be eating, odds are he's going to be eating Shlamim after Pesach. Why is that not an issue? So there's a few answers given. Sefer Chadash means 2 answers. The Yaisa means another answer. Let's go through it quickly. Sefer our Chadash says, first of all, very similar to what we had yesterday from a Taisvis. It's Enachami is an Isser, but I don't call it a minor Isser, but Ibi Mafti after the Karm Pesach, maybe an Isser because we're supposed to have Karm Pesach, but it's not the biggest Isser in the world. Having a full group of people, I mean, how many people could be in a group of a Karm Pesach, but presumably it wasn't less than a handful of people. It could be as many as 30, 40 people in a group of Karm Pesach. If they're all wearing Yaitse by Karm Pesach Rishon, because there was one in the Karm Pesach, I had a mum, we're not sure which one, but there was a group here that wasn't Yaitse. To enable a full group of that many people to be Yaitse, a mitzvah which has a chiv karis when one's not Yaitse. Now, if they have no choice, if they're not able to, maybe they won't be chiv karis. But the point is, the stringency of this mitzvah is that it carries, it's one of the only two assays that carry a chiv karis. To enable all those people to be Yetzer, we talk aloud the Kohen to be Mafter Achar Karm Pesach. He can eat something after Karm Pesach, even though, potentially, I'm not saying for sure, it's a suffix, but potentially, and even though it's a small Isser, in order for the bigger picture. This is, again, the reason why I'm connected to him saying it was connected to the story we had Taisa yesterday. When we taste the point of Taisa, it says, Isser of Leilam Tavaydu, you're not allowed to free your slaves. Yet we say, in order by Chatziyav Chatz Becharin, in order to enable them to have children, to procreate, to be Chayim Nitzvah Puravu, we say, you're allowed to free him. And Taisa also was bothered, Lechira, you have Ruvain, the Bailam, being Iver Nisir, in order that Evich become a mitzvah of Puravu. Since when do we say let one person sin in order another person become a mitzvah? Today's answer is that typically we don't say that, but for mitzvah Rabbah, like Puravu, is different. We point out for Minyan mitzvah, Rabbah is different, but certainly a big mitzvah is different, and we'll encourage Ruvain to do what we consider a small chait. In order, or a smaller chait against Isser, it's a Torah, Lema Tavedu, but a small chait in order to get for Shimon to achieve or the guy in that case, to the Eved, to achieve a bigger mitzvah, Puravu, here too. We're letting this Kayan, because at the end of the day, it's not just a small Avera for a bigger mitzvah, it's a small Avera for Ruvain, for the mitzvah for Shimon Levi, right? This Kayan, if he needs to be in Karn Pesach, he should go be in Karn Pesach. He can join any group. He's joining this whole convoluted situation and being Eiver Nissa, being Mafta Achar HaPesach, in order to enable the rest of the other group members to be Eitz the Mitzvah, so we find that Reuven's sinning on behalf of Shimon, and it still works. Okay, that's the Archadish's first answer. His second answer is that who's talking about a Gadol? We're talking about a Kayin Katan. You're bringing a Kayin Katan here, so that Isser, being Ivan Isser, is not the end of the world. Yet he's enabling the rest to be Yitzah, the mitzvah. It's funny, because also he was very busy. How's he Yitzah's mitzvah? How's the Kayin Yitzah's mitzvah? It's funny that we're going back on a Katan, but he says, we suggest we could be talking about a Katan. We referenced this yesterday about Eimach. We don't feed a Surim. We don't feed a Surim to a Katan. So it's over here, he wants to suggest, there's a big enough in the Isa, that maybe Dafkorn is a Vade Isser, is it a problem? To feed a Katan something which is only a Suffolk Isser, that's okay. So even though ultimately, even though it's possible he's eating after the Karban Pesach shlamim, which would be a nisir, it's possible not. Maybe it worked out that the last carbon that he's eating is the Karban Pesach, and therefore since it's only a suffix, then maybe there wouldn't be an nisir of feeding isur to a katan. That was our chadash. The second answer, the Yadayisif wants to answer, interesting answer. I mean, he really says two answers also. He says, first of all, the idea of tam Pesach in one's mouth is to go to sleep with tam mitzvah. Shlamim is also a mitzvah. Eating a shlamim is also tam mitzvah, and therefore that wouldn't be an issue. Even though he's not, the idea is Pesach's a lofty night, he should go to sleep with a tam mitzvah in his mouth. So if he ends up with tam shlamim, it's also mitzvah. That's good. Number one. Number two, he says it's more than that. I mean, it's along the lines of the same answer, but even additional. We know we eat matzah marer and Pesach together, right? You may eat it together. A matzah marer michlu. Why are we concerned that one taste is mevatel the other taste? So the Gemara actually discussed it, and the outcome is that the mitzvahs are mevatel mitzvahs. Each one is its own mitzvah, and the mitzvahs are mevatel the other mitzvah. So here too, he wants to suggest, additional to his first answer, that ending up with tam shlamim plus tam mitzvah, he would say, forget about that, tam shlamim would not be mevatel tam carbon of Pesach. Tam shlamim is not mevatel tam carbon of Pesach. Maybe a different food, yes, but a tam of another mitzvah, like a shlamim, would not be mevatel tam of the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. That's the Yadayisif's second explanation, why we're not worried about imafti and achar Pesach. Okay, so effective Gemara still.
You know why the answer to the Gemara is going to be
Yeah, Leon, this is very good. Very good. Once, why are we more lax with the kayim being over imafti and achar Pesach, and not as lax with the maybe kashan based up soul? Say the same thing. We'll be careful. We'll eat it quickly. And yes, it may happen, but in order for people to be to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, we take that risk. It's really just a risk. It's not really a full-fledged isser. Enachami. Good question. V'nesi Meisar Pesach V'nema. Ask them further. Why don't you make Meisar Pesach? Meisar Pesach is the leftover extra Pesach. Now, the difference between that, it really is sort of like a shlamim, but it's a quasi-shlamim. The biggest benefit that we're gaining for our purposes is that the Meisar Pesach is also only eaten till the morning. It cannot be eaten the next day. So our whole issue was that the shlamim, and maybe Leon, to your question, maybe the Gemara could have asked it, but it's asking this because this is a simpler Eitzah. Bring a Meisar Pesach instead of a shlamim. Don't bring shlamim. Bring Meisar Pesach and for the people that still need Karban Pesach, it's a Pesach. And for the people that don't, it'll be a Meisar Pesach, which has the same time frame for eating, and therefore we wouldn't have the last issue. Says the Gemara, I make it tonight. If my carbon is Balmum, high dice hashtag, I have a Pesach. This extra Pesach is a Pesach. Now I'm bringing it. It's a beautiful Pesach. If mine was a Tam, this carbon I'm bringing now, this extra Pesach, will really essentially be a Shlamim. However, what are we gaining? The Meisar Pesach, Nechli Lailechad. Stam a new carbon that's brought as either a Pesach or a Shlamim. So the Shlamim is either 2 days. That's a regular shlamim. If it's a Pesach, it's a Pesach. But this carbon, which was a Meisar Pesach, is taka restricted to 1 day and 1 night. And therefore, you have the same time period, and therefore, you're still good to go. Says the Gemara. Actually, before we go further, even, it's not so simple. Because a shlamim can be eaten both the day of Erev Pesach and the night of Pesach. The carbon Pesach itself is eaten only at night, the Pesach Sheni. So you're still minimizing the Shir Achila, right? The first Shem, the Achorinim, are bothered. We'll get back to it, and let's go further in the Cheshbon. We'll get back to it soon. But even with this Eitz of Meisar Pesach, seemingly you're not solving the issue of Zman Achila totally, because Pesach is eaten, the Karban Pesach itself, only the night, at night. You eat it from the beginning of the night till either to Chatzais or till the morning. The Meisar Pesach, even if it's restricted to that, it's got to be finished by the morning, it still can be eaten on Erev Pesach, so that still is a greater time ability to be eaten. So actually, let's speak out now quickly before we go further, just to answer this question. So the Achorinim Abadah, the Tzlach wants to answer. We don't care about the time in the beginning. We're focused on the deadline. The deadline is the same. You're right. It's ironically enough, you won't have the same amount of time to eat it because you can't eat it till nightfall. But the deadline is the same. That's the issue of bringing kashrut based upsol, of shrinking the time of achila applies only if the deadline is early. If the deadline is not earlier, it doesn't bother us. B'chiddush. Tzlach means a riotous chiddush. He says, because if that was the case, then every day all the kabbanas should be pushed to be brought the first thing in the morning, because you can only eat it, most kabbanas can only be eaten all kavanas, either that day and the following night, that's kachik kachim, or kachik kalam, that day, the following night, and the following day. But the point is, if you let a carbon be brought later in the day, you're missing out that whole day of achila. That itself should be a problem too. We see we're not makban in that. The answer is because we're not makban in the beginning time, we're makban on the end time. That's the tzlach raya. Of course, you can be a factor in the raya and say, no, from when you shecht it, right, you have to have the most amount of time, but not that there's a chiv to shecht it earlier to get more time. Okay, you can be a factor, but that's the tzlach raya. That's the tzlach's answer. Basically, Levi and Chuvas answers that since it was originally a carbon pesach, it's not a problem that you're shrinking this man to the eating of a Pesach. Meaning, you're right. You're right, Taka. The Shlamim should be eaten, could be eaten before, but while it's still 14, while it's still the Yudalit of ear, right? Talking about Pesach Sheni here, Yudalit of ear, and the night, whereas the Pesach is only eaten at night. That's true. But since this carbon is a Meiser Pesach, relegating, we're not worried about shrinking the time. You are shrinking the time. That's how you've used it. But we're not worried about shrinking the time. When you're shrinking the time back to what this carbon originally was, this was a Pesach to begin with, and therefore we can't be concerned about shrinking the time to the tier of a carbon Pesach. That's the base of Levi. And these fast Emes answers that Enechanami, maybe Pesach Sheni could be eaten by day. He says, Avadi, you have to eat a kazayis of it at night, just to be yet to the midst of Pesach Sheni, but maybe the Isser of eating it prior to the night, which we darshan on Pesach Rishon, doesn't apply. He says, maybe you could eat it by day, and therefore it wouldn't be considered shrinking the time of eating the karm, of the Meiser, of the Shlamim, because you could eat this Meiser Pesach, this Pesach Sheni by day as well, perhaps big chiddush from the Sfas Emes. Okay, says the Gemara, how are you going to get a Meiser Pesach? Meiser Pesach means you have a leftover Pesach. You can't be mafresh for Meiser. Either is Meiser or not Meiser. Gemara says, you're right. There's plenty of extra Meiser Pesach going around Klai Yisrael. People were nervous. People brought designated carbonas. They lost it. They thought they lost it. Designated extra ones. There's plenty of Meiser carbons. Find the Meiser carbons and use it for this group. Says the Gemara. So now we're at a question still. If you Taka could find Meiser Pesachs, use it for this group, bring in the one kayan corresponding all five groups, give him the chaz of a sheikh, so you've answered all your issues. So why is this talking out of Ganeitza? Why are we leaving this guy hanging? We're saying that they don't bring Pesach Sheni. El Mishim Smicha, the issue is Smicha. That the halach is, Ilu Pesach Lebe Smicha, Kar Pesach does not require Smicha, Vilu Meisah Pebe Smicha, the Meisah Pesach, which is like Yishlamim, needs Smicha. So the issue is not being able to do smicha. You can't do smicha on a carbon that doesn't need smicha, and you're supposed to do smicha on a carbon that needs smicha, and that's the problem. Says the Gemara, Hatenach carbon anashim, carbon anashim, ayik lemeimer. That's great when you talk about men. So you've given me a solution why men have no option, and therefore we're left with Nebuch, that one group that was messed up will not have a carbon pesach, but there's no eitzah because you can't do a full smicha, you can't miss a smicha, and therefore it's not an option. But carbon anashim doesn't need smicha. Smicha is only by anashim, same chim v'lei anashim. Anashim don't have mitzvah smicha, so a carbon that theoretically was a bunch of women that a chayv carbon pesach, let them still join the group and do this eitzah. The issue is what you put on the mizbeach, the dam that you matan on the mizbeach. How you put on the mizbeach? Ilu Pesach matanachas. Pesach only has one zrika, one matana. Vilu shlamim shayim shein arba. Shlamim, you can do two, but you do two, which is four. Shlamim, you do two zrikas, two corners where you hit the corners and you hit, it's as if you hit four sides. And the Pesach, you only do one zrika. You only do one side, one matana. So therefore, it's a problem. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina. We learned kol matana mizbeach chitzan shenasim matanachas keeper. We learned halachas any carbon that comes on the outer mizbeach. That's the main mizbeach with the corners support in the azara. Any carbon brought on the mizbeach, if you did one zrika, yaitza. L'chatchila, some need two, some need four, but one b'dievet is enough. So here too, let one be enough. Gemara says, El Mishum, Tilu Pesach b'shvicha. This must be Pesach is b'shvicha. Pesach is with pouring the dam. Vilu Shlam b'zrika. Shlamim is b'zrika. Pesach, you just come. The difference is how close you go to the mizbeach. You close to the mizbeach and you pour the blood on the mizbeach. Where shlamim, you stand a little further back and you zayrik it onto the mizbeach. And therefore, that's the problem. We don't know if there's a meiser Pesach is going to be a shlam or a Pesach, and we're not going to know what type of zrika to do. Says Gemara, Manaf Kamina, Vatani Kondan b'zrika, Shnitam b'shvicha. Yatza, we learned that any carbon that's done bezrika, supposed to be done bezrika, that you did bezvicha, is b'dyevi yaitza. It's fine, b'dyevi yaitza. So here too, if you yaitza anyway, just pick one way to do it. Do it, let's say, like the carbon pesach, which is bezvicha, and it's fine. Says the Gemara, Eimet the Karmina, the Avad, B'diyevet, L'chatchilai. And says the Gemara, the reason why these Eitzes don't work is because we only say these Eitzes in B'diyevet. L'chatchila, we don't say these Eitzes. And here again, Leon, your question will come back that you're saying we were willing to swallow Eimaftina Chapesel, B'diyevet, that is, sir. L'chari, yes, we only do B'diyevet, we say that a Shvicha works, but Makam Zrika. Right now, we're in a Matzah of B'diyevet. Actually, elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara does sometimes refer to a Shasat Chak as a B'diyevet. You're ready in a B'diyevet Matzah right now. You have a group of people that weren't Yetzah, Mitzvah, say that has covers on it of Karban Pesach. If there's an Eitz to get me Yetzah Karban Pesach, that's already called a B'diyevet. Why wouldn't he allow it? So the first point, that's a little bit, it is a little bit schwer. Why we're so restrictive? We're not allowing to do a L'chatchila of doing Shvicha, which is going to be Makam, a Zrika, because even though it'll salvage a Karban Pesach for the whole group, because the Maisa is only considered to be able to be done L'chatchila, not B'diyevet, and this Matzav is not enough B'diyevet to say that you can go and do it up front now. Okay. Zakta Mishnah. Now we get back into the who could be part of which groups. Ha'im Levan, famous Gemara, comes up many times in Shas. Ha'im Levan, one says to his children, he says to the children, there's a whole bunch of children, he says, I'm Shechtin Karban Pesach, and have you in mind, whoever first come, first serve. Whoever comes first to Shlaim, he'll be part of my Karban Pesach. Once the first child puts his head and shoulders into the city of Yerushalayim, Reish of Ruvah, head and most his body, I should say, then Zacha Bechalka Mzaka Sachavimai. He's Zacha in his portion, and he's Mzaka with his brothers with him. But he's Zacha, he wins. He's Zacha in his portion, Karban Pesach. But here's the key point. He's Mzaka, his brothers with him. We'll get back to that shortly. What do you mean? It was first come, first serve. He's the one that's first. It should be him, and not the brothers. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Shmami Na Yeshbrei, ask him right away. Yeshbrei, I was saying it works. The father can tell the children, I'm shechting it for the intent for whoever comes first. He doesn't know who came first, Pesach Shechita. He doesn't know who's going to come first, and yet it works for the one who came first. You see, that Breira works. Amar Becha, no. Rav Yechon says he was never really having in mind only this son. He's having in mind only, or I should say, only the child that came first. By the way, it could be, we're going to see Gemara could be daughters too. He wasn't having in mind only the one that came first. He was doing it to be Mizaris the mitzvahs. He was like a challenge. Whoever comes first, I'm having them in mind. Obviously, he was having in mind all the children, but he wanted to challenge them to try to come as soon as possible to be Mizaris in the mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Dekan it's meduyik tani umzak achavim." My last words of the Mishnah were that the one that came first, he's Eichon, he's Eichon's brothers with him. Why? If you say that the father included them all, really, and it was just a method to get them to move faster, shopping, then it's very good. If the father didn't really include them all, he was takashachting it, specific intent for whoever comes first. After the shechita happened, are you able to gather in? Are you able to join into a group? Could the other children join into the group? We learned, it's coming up very shortly. Today we learned in the Mishnah, it's going to come up in a few lines from now. We've quoted this Mishnah many times. Here's the Mishnah about to come up. You're only allowed to join a group or leave a group till the shechita took place. Once the shechita took place, too late. So obviously, Shemamina, the father, obviously had a mind for all of them to begin with, and therefore it wasn't really a Breira. He had a mind for all of them to begin with, and it wasn't really a Breira. It just was a way, a method to try to get them to have the competition and to come faster to Yishlayim, but it's not really working on Breira. All of them had a mind, and therefore, it's of course it's going to work for everyone over there. Says the word Tanamachia, Raya, that this is indeed the case. Maisa, there's a story of Banis Levanim. There's a story where the daughters came before the sons, and the nymphs of Banis Zrizus Banis Shvelim. We find and what was found was the daughters were more Zrizim, and the Banim, the sons, were more lazy. They were more lethargic. But what the point is that if it really was a strict Tanai, first come, first serve, it should say Nimtzas, the daughters had a Karban Pesach, or the daughter that came first, and the rest didn't. It doesn't say that. It just says Banis Rizas, because that was the whole point. The father was doing it to be bizarre as them, to make them speed up and come faster, but not because he wanted them not to be part of the Pesach. He had a mind that all of them should be part of the Pesach, and therefore they indeed are. Says the Mishnah, La'ilam Nimna Adal, Allah, a person could be registered, could join and be registered for a group, Achia by Kazayis L'Cholach Avechad. First of all, as long as you have a Kazayis corresponding to each person, then you can continue joining people into the group. Nimnan Umesh Mesidam, we just quoted 2 minutes ago, you can be pull in or pull out of a group at Sheishchot until the Shechita takes place. Rishon Aimer at Shechita Adam until the Zrika. So we have a Chalikis in the Mishnah. We've been quoting throughout the Masechta. We keep quoting. You only have to join or pull out until Shechita. Rav Shimon saying no, you have to actually till Zrika until the effect of the Karban being kasher. Even after Shechita, you can still join in or pull out. Zakti Gemara. Ma'akam Hashmos the Chiddush the Mishnah that as many people that you have a kazayas could register on a karbesach. Why would I think not? The chiddush is that even though the group was a group was registered for a certain carbon, the entire group could withdraw from it and go register, and a different group could now be registered on this carbon. So you have this animal right in front of us. There was a whole group of people to the right, 30 people that were registered on this group. They could all withdraw, and you could replace them with a new group. That was really the point of the Mishnah. That's what we're trying to get to. And a chanami, as long as it's excited for each person. But that wasn't the chiddush. The chiddush is about the withdrawing and the joining. Says the Gemara further. We said the Mishnah Nimnu Meshkas Yem Ad Sheishchot. Amar by Machlekes. Machlekes as follows. Sarakama held only till Shchita. Reb Shimon held till Zrika. What's Machlekes? Dabar Nesavi Miyais Meseh Mechusah Tzeh. Miyais Meseh means the Lashon Pasuk when it talks about who's joining into the group. Miyais Meseh while still alive. Seh. Rabbi Mechusah Tzeh. Almost like Miyais is being read as Mechias. Okay, Mechusah Tzeh. Reb Shimon says. Mavi Yasei Tzeh from the situation of the seh, meaning while the carbon is still being performed, it's still the status of a seh. But once already the carbon is nizrak, it's already carbon, it's not already regular seh, and therefore no longer could people join in or pull out. Avli Manes, the merger says now, in order to be included, to be included, I'm going to be yishchet. So meaning, let me go back. I didn't say that clearly. Abaye was focusing on the machlekes. The Rabban Rab Shimon is lemashach and pulling out of the seh, and the Rabban are focused on miyes b'seh so long as it's alive before shechita. And Rab Shimon's focused on so long the carbon wasn't nechsher because he learns the lashon of the havayase of the seh. But with regard to that's all with regard to pulling out of a group. So there's we have a machlekes that maybe till shechita. But with regard to joining a group, even Rab Shimon agrees it's only till shechita. Says Gemara av lemanis tibekal sheshchait. But when it comes to joining a group, everyone agrees only till shechita. Damak ra the mixes nefashas v'hadat techeis. So it says count according to the number of people that register, and then it says again, you should be counted. It's telling us, which is over there, second mitzvah is talking about shechita, so it's very clear that till shechita is when you can be counted, afterwards you cannot be counted into the group. So it's very clear in this b'ris, like a b'ris qualification, that Tanakhama says you can join in or pull out till shechita, which is our banashita. Reb Shimon argues on the pulling out, he says that you can do tazrika, but joining in, Itak agrees that when's that? That's also till, only till shechita. Top of Ambeis, Mishnah, Hamamana imay achar b'chalkai. What if you have a group and one guy brings a tag along? He brings a friend that wants to share with him in his portion. Rashi mechaber lithlay slay the mechaber can say to the guy, here's your prorated portion of the Karban Pesach, and you can do what you want. V'eichel mishlei v'neichel mishlan. You eat yours. With you want to have a guest, you can use with your guest wherever, and we're going to eat ours separately. Meaning the main point over here is not so much that he's sharing the Karban Pesach with the guest, which the Gemara will address that point as well. That he's taking, presumably, and the assumption was he'd be taking a disproportionate amount because he has a guest. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to deflect and say no. But the point is that's one assumption. But the main point over here in the mission is that the group is not meshubit to join and eat together. Remember, groups must eat together. They're not meshubit to eat together with this guy who wasn't part of the group. This fellow who was part of the group brought a tag along. The rest of the group is not meshubit to his tag along, and therefore you could separate the Karban Pesach and let him eat in his corner, and the rest of them eat in their corner. Similar to the Mishnah a bunch of back, that you could separate one Karban Pesach and have people eat separately as long as they stay. Once they start eating, they stay within the area where they started to eat. Says more mir ibaylu shaila b'nei chabura. You have the Bnei Chabura where the hands of one of them is Yafis. Yafis literally means like it's beautiful, it's fine. It's a euphemism for saying that he's eating a lot. He's eating a lot more. He's eating a lot more than the normal portion. And we're concerned that the other members of the group are concerned. He's digging into their chelik. So what do they do? Mahu. The question is Mahu Shemalai Tul Chal Chavitzei. Can they tell him you take your portion and leave? If you take your portion and leave, Miyamina Matsyamalu, do you say they can say that Matsyamalu? He can say to them, Hakablisunun. You accepted me as part of your group. This is how much I'm eating, and live with it. Or Edom Matsulamim, like Hakablina, the Sekunin Zvicha. We accept you as part of the group in order to make the carbon kosher, to have a group that we can account for every part of the carbon Pesach. But we didn't accept you on this das with this knowledge that you're going to eat a much bigger portion, a disproportionate amount compared to the others. So that's the shaila. Could they send them packing or not? Tashima. We learned in our Mishnah, if a person, in Lashon, our Mishnah was, Hamamana imay acher. Here we say acherim imay. Okay, same idea. But if a person brings someone else with him into on his chelik, what's the lach? Give him his portion. And he'll eat his with his guest, and the rest of the island will eat there separately. Now, let's think for a second. My taiva, why the let it bounce him from the group? Similar idea. This guy bringing a friend is like eating a more disproportionate amount. That's their ticket to dismiss him. They can cut off his portion and say, you'll cap this portion and eat separately because his eating, bringing a friend is equivalent to like a larger amount, and it's a right to shayla. Then when one's eating a larger amount, you'll have to send him packing. If you say that the person who's eating a lot can tell the rest of the group, you accepted me, and therefore you have no recourse, you can't send me out. So now, let this case where the guy brought a guest be like, and have the same taina, you shouldn't be able to send that guy out. The Mer says, no, a raya you don't have. Like, day of shiny. Give me a raya from the fact that you can send the guy out when he brings a guest to the fact that you can send the guy out when he eats a lot of food. When one guy's eating a lot of food, then that's still one person. Maybe you have no raya that you're able to send him out. Who knows? It's not clear that you have such a bailus. Whereas when someone brings a separate person to the group, it's not part of the group, so that's deus, that's a new person. Even, by the way, if the amount that these two people are eating is not more than the amount that one big heavy, that one big person that was eating yad of yafas, that was eating a lot, and even if he's not eating more than the two people, the bottom line is two people, two deus, actually the opposite. Even if the two people are eating less than that guy, there's still more of a logic to bounce the one who brought a guest, because that's bringing a new deya, you bring a new person into the equation, and that was not accounted for. Says the Gemara, Ami deya shiny, Ami le deya shiny, Ami tarvaya b'chad b'nei chaburo, hu da'achli, matyamale, le'nichle enesh nechre gaban. The Gemara spells out for us what we just really pointed out. Even if the two members agree to eat the same amount that one member would eat. Let's say there was enough in this carbon that each member was designated to get four kazesim. And these guys said, okay, we'll split. The guy brings a friend and says, I'll eat two, and I'll give my friend, we'll eat two. So even then they could say, we don't want a strange person to join us, he wasn't part of our group, and therefore we don't want him to join us, and therefore, again, it sounds like to be a little bit of a stira against the concept called Dichvin Yesiv Yechel, right? Sounds a little bit of a stira. The concept, but okay, the Maestro right say we don't want to be joined in a chabura with this fellow, and therefore they can send him packing. So we have no right to Ashayla. Again, Ashayla is, when one guy from the group is eating a disproportionate amount, or he's going to eat, it's clear he's going to eat a disproportionate amount, could they cut off his portion and tell him, go eat by yourself separately or not? That is still Ashayla. Yes. Ashma, let's be another ayah. We had this just the other day. At Shamish, I was eating Xayis. He started eating next to the Tanner. Now he's stuck because he can't move from the place where he ate. So, Imay Pekech, Malas Kresimenu. If he's a Pekech, he's going to fill his stomach right now. He'll fill his stomach near the oven. He'll continue to eat Karm Pesach in the oven and eat a portion because once they move the rest of Karm Pesach, he can't go with them. It must be Chabur Lasach Taylimai. And if they want to be extra nice, they'll sit down and shtel avek the meal over there near the oven. Boyin Vieshvet Betsita Bechlin, they'll come next to him and eat in order to save him, in order that he's able to eat more and continue eating. Dibre Buda, right? Now let's make a diak. Ratsu in Le Ratsulai. Tafka. If they're willing, lay right to life. If they're not willing, if the Bechamur are not willing to join in, then he's stuck over there. What do you mean? Namely, he should tell them, you accept me as part of your group. I start eating here, so you show us off to eat here because we're all part of the same group. It's a package deal. We're all together. We're in this together. So, L'chaira, it's a riot that the person can't say Kabbalistun. Again, the Kabbalistun over here is not so much about the amount that he's eating, but it's about the location where he's eating. You accepted me. The group started. I started. And therefore, join me over here. You shouldn't be able to go elsewhere. Says Gemara, no. Shiny Hasam, Armilei, Ki Kabbalina Chadaita, Nitchuk Chaman. We accepted you in order that you should attend to us. You're the one that, you're the shamish, you're the waiter cooking the Karm Pesach. We didn't accept you in order that you should be able to dictate to us where we have to eat and set up the whole situation, force the situation. For us to come after, to, so to speak, service you, to come eat by you, that like that we never accepted, and therefore the fact that they can taina, they can move away, and then I'm a shibitim, is not a raya to our shayla about whether or not the member of the group that's eating more could say, you accepted me, and it is what it is, or he could talk and be sent away, where not, still not a clear raya. Gemara's gonna be another raya, more than one more raya. Gemara's gonna be a couple more rayas before we get there. Just a quick point on this case of the shamish. So, if you remember, we spoke out, we had a couple, we probably should have spoken a couple days ago, but we had that there was one on that Mishnah, on that din, the way Rashi learned, you have one group splitting in two, and one group eats it facing one way, one group sits a little separate with a mecham in between, facing the other way, and we said they should not be eating it together. Once they agreed to separate, they have to stay separate. And we said the waiter is eating with one of the groups, normal situation. When he goes to serve the other group, he should turn his face around away. He should make sure to keep his mouth closed. That's very clear. He's not eating to show he's only eating with one group, not the other group. That was the whole sugi there. So in that sugi, we mentioned that a case where the evid, where the waiter goes and eats a little bit while it's by the oven. So over there, he's stuck. He's got a problem. So either they can come join him, or he should finish his meal there. Why? Why can't he go? You see, in the case where there's two groups, the waiter goes and serves the other group, closes his mouth, turns his face away to make sure it's very clear he's not eating with them, but then it seems very clear he can come back and continue to eat with his existing group. So here too, the shamish, the waiter, was eating near the oven. The group's going to take the Karm Pesach elsewhere. He can't join them because he's established by the oven. So let him go serve them elsewhere and then let him go back and eat more by the oven. It's a bomb kasha. Why is he not able to go back and eat by the oven? I actually had this kasha when we learned the daf a couple of bar ago. I didn't point that out. I didn't have an answer to kasha, but I did have the question. So when I was learning Rabbi Kander, the question came up and he quoted, if I forgot, with one of the achrenim, a gishmak achilik. He quoted that it's very almost like similar to the lachas that relate to benching of brachas. That when there's two groups and the waiter leaves the group to go to the other group and the first group remain there so he can go back and continue to eat with the first group because they kind of held his spot. They held his makam because there's a group there that's still eating and they can go back. When he's the only one in the group and he goes to serve the people, if they don't eat by the oven, he goes to serve them separately, there's no one left in his spot that was eating by the oven. It's like it's batal that achila, that group will call to that achila, and therefore even when he goes back, he wouldn't be able to eat a gishmak asvara to answer a fairly shtarka obvious gash. Okay, says Gemara Tashma, let's bring another right to our shayla, whether the one who's eating a lot could be balanced from the group or not. Tashma, b'nei chabura, yadav shel echad meyafes, mamish, this is black and white, our case. One of the Bechabura were eating a lot. They could tell him, take your chalik and leave. Even if, let's say you have five people, nothing to do Karm Pesach. Five people are eating a meal together, random time of the year. And one of them is eating a disproportionate amount. Let's tell him, go take your food and leave. Shema mina, l'chaira, we have a clear raya. So this raya is a clear raya, says the Gemara. My v'le'id, what do you mean you said v'le'id? You said v'le'id, Not only, what are you adding all year round that you're allowed to tell a guy to leave? What on earth? Why are we telling? What's the shaychus to Karim Pesach? What's shaychus to Gemara here? Gemara explains limit by Karim. We're saying a chiddush limit by Pesach. Remember, Karim Pesach. Each person joining the group is to try help make ensure that the food will be covered. They won't be nicer, and you'll be a Karim Mekashos. You have a proper group. So over there, you tell the guy, I join you in my group for good, not for bad, not just to fix the zvicha, not to start being ravenous and eating up all the meat. Ella. But a regular meal, not Saft Balmu. It's a regular meal. It's people are eating together for Saft Balmu, is just for company. They're eating together just for company. So maybe over there, he could say, you asked me to join for company. I'm part of the group. You can't send me bouncing. Rashi Lemma, like Til Chalchel, say, even over there, they can say, yes, take your, even though we specifically joined the company, we can say now, leave. We don't want you as part of the company because you're eating too much. You're eating this portion amount. Okay, that was the ultimate, that's the addition to the Raya, to our Shiloh. So I said this more than one Raya. It was, that is the ultimate Raya. The Gemara now just brings a different version of the Shiloh and goes back and brings the same Raya. So that's going to be the other Tashmaz that we're about to see. So the Marcos quickly. Some say that was the Shiloh, El Hachi Debailan. The Shiloh wasn't that the person could be balanced when he's eating too much of a portion. Shal was as follows. Could the members of a Chabura divide amongst themselves? Could they divide it and give each person his own portion? Or they can't divide it. They have to all eat together. Meaning they have to all take from like a communal dish. They have to separate and give each one from the communal dish. Or no, they can cut up the Karim Pesach into equal portions and give everyone and let them go their separate ways. The rye is going to be from the same where we just a minute ago. If one of them is eating a lot, they can take a portion and go. So make a diak, yadav is in. Make a diak the other way. That dafka, because he's eating a lot, could they do this? If he wouldn't be eating too much, if he wouldn't have an excuse to get rid of him because he's diminishing into their chelik, then you wouldn't be able to stand separate. So too, Shmamina, so we see, unless there's a good reason to separate. Again, we had a group, the Mishnah must have had a reason a couple of hours ago, and maybe they just didn't like each other, the different people as a group. But unless you have a good reason, you cannot just put the animal and say go. Normally you're supposed to be eating it together. Again, we've had multiple Gemaras made the reference, from Shai's even, that referenced the groups separating. Okay. Says the Gemara, a couple of stories to the end of the daf. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Arvi Rifsa, Bahadadadi, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, were eating bread together. In the time that the son of Rav Yeshua would eat one portion, Papa was a much faster eater. He would eat four portions. Amalei, Rav Huna said, "Pelagli, you know what? Let's divide the main, the communal plate. Let's divide equally because you realize he was going to get a bit really raw end of the deal." Amalei, Papa said back to him, "Kablinusan, you accepted me to be a partner to eat together, and therefore it's understanding everyone can eat as much as they want, and therefore speed up your eating, but you can't separate. Let's not split the food up." So Rav Huna asked all these questions that we brought before on Rav Papa that seems to be a riot that a group could dismiss the one who's eating too much. And Rav Papa responded to the answer that we gave. Finally, the riot that stuck, that Bnei Chabura, the last riot that we just brought twice to answer the most recent two shilos, the riot that we brought from Bnei Chabura, where one of them had a greater hand was eating too much, and they were able to dismiss him. Rav Papa said back, over there, Karim Pesach, like we pointed out, when the more connected to a regular meal all year round, the more said, what's the additional chiddush? We said the chiddush is because Karim Pesach is a din where you could say they joined together as a group to be yates the mitzvah. So over there, once someone's eating extra, we can say you leave. But regular companionship meals, maybe can't say that. That's how Abaye's deflection was like the Gemara's chiddush of that the leid of the brisa. Okay, Esve asked Rav Huna a shaila to Rav Papa. Sabailus, from the end of that brisa, Sabailus, the people eating a meal throughout the year. So it says over there that if one's eating extra, you can send them packing. That's not a case of Karim Pesach. You still can send them packing. That's clearly a raya. Their Papa should have to split it. Paul Glazer, Papa did split it. Azal Arvadia Ravina. After Papa split the meal for Ravuna, Ravuna actually went and shared, I don't know if it's the same meal, a different meal with Ravina. And what happened? Adach Ravuna braid Rav Shua Chada, Acha Ravina Timni, from in the time that Ravuna braid Shua ate one, Ravina ate eight. So now the ratio is being doubled. Instead of 4-1, it was 8-1. Amar, Mea Papi Vle Chada Ravina. Let me have 100 of Papas and one Ravina. Obviously, the ratio was 100-1. Just as expression, let me have 100 papas, not one Ravina. I was better off eating your papa than with Ravina. We'll pause over here. We'll pick up from this Bryce and Mr. Shem tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.